Hey everyone, it's Bea, and you're listening to another episode of the In Your Feelings podcast. So, for those of you who are new here, In Your Feelings is a podcast I created with Thought Catalog that dives into the very real and very messy aspects of life that we are all navigating. This podcast is dedicated to having honest conversations relative to things like relationships and moving on and worthiness. You know, those things that can feel really disheartening and really confusing, in the hopes that this openness and this vulnerability makes you feel less alone in what you're feeling, and almost reminds you that you aren't the only person who is dealing with certain things in life. And with that being said, this week is going to be a continuation of the attachment versus love conversation that we had last week. So last week we dove into the concept of insecure attachment versus genuine love. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would definitely use it as a primer before you listen to this one. But this one I wanted to create as a separate entity because it's going to be filled with maybe a little more reasoning behind why we choose the relationships that we choose, or why we get into dynamics that are anxious or that leave us feeling fearful. And from there, I just have a few tips as to how we can kind of reprogram our attachment style and move towards maybe pursuing more secure relationships in our future. As I said in my last podcast, we have grown up in a world that has taught us that attachment is the very essence of love, that we have to fight and grip and try to ensure that those in our lives stay within it no matter what, that we need them, that they complete us. From a very young age, our culture communicates the idea that happiness is synonymous with possessing things, and this is why I think so many people feel like we're missing something. As a result, our entire existence is shaped around accumulating things with the hope that they'll make us feel good. And that's why we develop an almost obsessive attachment to things, ideas, and people. We believe that we can give meaning to our lives this way. If you seek love to fill a void in your life that's been carved out by insecurity or pain or fear or loneliness, if you are coming from a place of neediness and dependence, your relationship will turn into one based on insecure attachment. When you're attached to somebody, you're dependent on them to fulfill your happiness. And when they're gone, you're not content. And I think we all know that isn't love. But it's important to understand that attachment isn't wrong. It isn't a dirty word. And if you listen to the last podcast, yes, there are forms of attachment that cause anxiety, that feel painful, that we only keep in our lives to fill a void or to keep someone around for the attention. But there's also secure attachment, good attachment. And that kind of approach to a relationship is secure, and that is where genuine love thrives. That's what we're looking for. So if we know that sometimes we chase the insecure form of attachment, if we differentiated between attachment and love, it's important to become aware of our patterns and really dive into why we choose the painful relationships versus the secure ones in our lives. It is within that understanding that we can move towards secure relationships, relationships that are rooted and grounded and foundationally beautiful to the point of being peaceful for us. I mean, love should always be peaceful. And if we work towards healing the parts of ourselves that do not defend that, we really have a chance of finding something quite tender and really beautiful in our lives. And so I just want to begin by explaining what I mean when I say that attachment isn't a bad thing. we are always going to be attached and dependent. It is an evolutionary trait that we have luckily inherited. So yes, independence is necessary. To be an individual is important. But independence is strengthened through dependence. It's called the dependence paradox. We need one another. Do not feel shame for needing someone or for wanting them close. Don't listen to a society that tells you that caring or relying or depending on another human being is wrong. We wouldn't be here as a species if we hadn't relied on our tribes or our family structures to protect us as we evolved. We have always been a connected species. Human beings crave connection because connection meant safety. Connection meant structure. Connection was security within the knowledge that you had someone to lean on, that you weren't always in danger. And we evolved from there. It is so, so human. So instead of convincing yourself that you need to detach or be less connected, I really hope you understand that that isn't the case when it comes to healing a tendency to love from a place of attachment. Instead, we just want to work on ways to turn an anxious, sometimes toxic, unfortunately, attachment into one that is more secure. And I think it's also important to understand that our attachment style has been handed down to us within the ways in which the world has treated us or cared for us. They say that we inherit our attachment style from the ways in which we were cared for as children. And so the way we approach relationships, the way we act within them, our patterns and our emotional responses are deeply rooted and deeply constructed before we are even fully aware of them. And that understanding is freeing in a way, because I know how difficult it can be to hear podcasts like this and to think, my goodness, I really don't have a healthy approach to anything. You can blame yourself. You can wonder why it is so difficult to just crash your heart into the good kind of love instead of always experiencing the kind of connection that hurts, that feels almost too heavy to hold. But with this little reminder, we learn that it isn't our fault. These patterns are deeply rooted, and so all we can do is become more aware of them. All we can do is acknowledge them so that we may work towards potentially healing them and being better. And so I guess that's where we kind of begin. When it comes to attached love, there's often a fear of abandonment. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. So many of us are terrified of those we care for walking away from us. That kind of attachment causes you to always be loving from a place of never wanting to lose someone. It causes anxiety, it causes stress, it can cause you to grip. And when we love from a place like that, it isn't really love, is it? Because it's hurting you. You strive so deeply just to keep something in your life because it is filling a part of you or validating you or taking up space in your world, and you are so scared of losing someone that you end up losing yourself. When we attach anxiously or fearfully, we are constantly seeking external validation and love. We need that person in our lives because they make us feel complete. And so because of that, maybe you never learn how to set boundaries in your relationships. Maybe you stay silent when you really feel like you want to speak. Maybe you are so scared of being alone, you settle for those who don't actually fulfill you. Maybe you are so afraid of being walked away from that you grip so hard and so tightly that you suffocate love or experience extreme insecurity and sadness within it. And unfortunately, this can cause you to lose your relationship to yourself because you will constantly try to please the people in your life at your own expense. This perpetuates the lack of relationship to yourself because you're so focused on others and not on your own needs, your own relationship with yourself, your own happiness. And then when things go wrong, or when the person who was fulfilling so much of you walks away or does leave or needs to take time for themselves because they are their own individual with their own needs in their own lives, and sometimes people have a change of heart when that happens, it can be really disheartening and really debilitating. Your brain doesn't say, okay, we just weren't meant to be, but rather it says, I'm not good enough to be loved. No one is ever going to stay. Because you have constantly sought out others to prove your goodness to yourself. Because you have constantly placed your worth into the hands of others and how they love you or if they stay. It can become very hard for you to let go of love. You can try to grip at it or manipulate situations in order to keep it in your life. You can quiet yourself as not to disturb your peace. You truly do lose yourself, and that is why we say that attached love isn't really love. Because love helps you to find yourself. Love helps you to grow yourself. Love is freedom. Genuine love pins hope to your bones and never makes you question yourself. It's important to remind yourself that attached love is built on the most fragile foundation. Because if you spend so much time making your confidence dependent on the outside world and something goes wrong, in your mind you make that mean that you're not good enough, and that is so fragile. That is not how love should make you feel. That is not secure, and it's not what you deserve. So how do we reprogram this? How do we teach ourselves to break these patterns that were handed down to us? How do we heal them? How do we move forward in our life and approach relationships from a place where we are cultivating real and genuine love? Firstly, know your pattern. Create a cohesive narrative with yourself. Remember, you can't heal what you don't acknowledge. And the biggest thing you can do for yourself is to really dive into your self-awareness and ask yourself hard questions. You need to get to a place where you can see yourself in the cycle or in the pattern. So ask yourself, what is it you are drawn to in love, and how has that made you feel in the past? What is it you ignore in love? The things that you quiet yourself from caring about because you don't want to come off as too needy or too this or too that because you want to people please. What is familiar or comfortable for you? What do you often chase, even if it hasn't necessarily felt secure or good for you in the past? What scares you in relationships? What ignites fear in you? What makes you want to leap into action and fix things and make sure that the people you love don't leave? How do you show up? And how have you been showing up? Fully and authentically in your last relationship? I mean, if you're constantly afraid of losing the people you love, have you truly been showing them the most honest and authentic aspects of who you are? Or have you been loving them from a place of wanting to keep them in your life? Do you use people to externally meet your needs? Do you use love and relationships as a dependent way of proving to yourself that you are worthy and good and deserving? Explore those questions. Really be honest with yourself. You need to have an understanding of yourself to know that none of this is random. Attachment trauma happens so early that we think it's our fault. we say, well, that's just me. It's just how I've always been and I won't change. But you have to be honest with yourself about your past, and you have to be honest with yourself about the patterns, about the wounds. You have to be honest so you can heal them. Because there is a version of you that is beyond all of this. There is a version of you that will find genuine love. There is a version of you that doesn't live in this narrative anymore, that has started working towards healing the patterns, that has started leaping towards security in every decision and in every person that you bring into your life. You have to show up for that version of yourself. You have to believe in it. And secondly, it's important to get in touch with your own feelings and your needs on a regular basis, and to really teach yourself how to meet your own needs, to really evaluate what you want in a partner and try to teach yourself how to seek out secure forms of love rather than insecure ones. And this has a lot to do with learning how to be your own foundation, learning how to take care of yourself and validate yourself so that you do not put all of that pressure on your partner or the relationship you are in. See, when you are your own home, the dependency isn't codependent. It's just human. It's secure. You don't need it to be fulfilled, but you appreciate it because it adds joy to your life. So when you learn how to meet your own needs, you're telling yourself that you can be your own home, that you have the capacity to determine your own worth, your own goodness, your own security without needing another person to give that to you externally. You don't always have to meet your needs through your partner. In secure love, leaning on a partner is an incredible asset. Don't get me wrong, there is open communication, there is understanding, there is a safety that you feel just knowing that someone is in your corner. That's beautiful. But in insecure love, there's always anxiety because you don't know how to lean on yourself. And when you put all of this pressure on yourself and on your environment for your needs to be met externally, your worth is validated externally, your goodness is validated externally, and if that external factor ever left, your foundation would also leave with it. And you don't want that. So how do you learn to meet your own needs? And the truth is, you start small. You start with awareness. Each day, really assess your emotions. Ask yourself what you need. When you are feeling sad, what do you need from a place of security and not fear? When you are feeling exhausted or burnt out, what do you need? And then figure out a strategy to meet those needs. What can you give yourself? What can you do to show up for yourself? What are the smallest things you can do for yourself that teach you that you have the capacity to take care of yourself? That you can be a safe place for yourself as well? And within this understanding, and this learning, you will slowly start to understand why you might have chosen insecure love on so many occasions. You thought that you needed it in order to be okay. You can really pinpoint the moments where you chose people from a place of fear rather than from a place of genuinely wanting them in your life. And with all of this awareness, you can start to choose people who can meet your secure needs. People who will truly add value to your life in a genuine way. And my God, that changes everything. Like, I'm just thinking about the ways I've done that for myself, and it changes everything because it helps you to create boundaries. See, usually when we're afraid of losing love, we say, okay, I want to make sure I do everything right. I can't afford to make any mistakes. One wrong move and I could jeopardize this entire thing. But when you learn how to meet your own needs, you don't silence yourself or your communication at all. You learn how to embrace who you are because you derive your own worth. And from there, you approach people so differently. In dating situations, your thinking will shift from, does he or she like me, to, is this someone I should invest in emotionally? Is he or she capable of giving me what I need on a fundamental level, not from a place of fear? Going forward with a relationship will become about choices you have to make. You'll start asking yourself questions like, how much is this person capable of intimacy? Are they sending mixed messages, or are they genuinely interested in being close, in being secure? You won't grip at the first sign of attention. You won't be afraid. You will only put your energy and your time into the things that are secure, and you won't lose yourself in love. You'll grow in love. And last but not least, you really want to deepen your connection to the world around you, not to the world you've created in one person. You want to have a lot of ways to really enrich your life outside of the relationship. Hobbies, a job you love, etc. You want to make sure you're living your life on purpose. So ask yourself, what are the things outside of this person that make you feel the most you? What are the things you leap towards that genuinely make you want to get up in the morning? And if your answers for those questions were, well, my relationship does, or the person I'm with does, then you have to understand that that's okay. That's human. When you are so enmeshed, as we have spoken about, you can make another person the center of your universe. But you're allowed to step back into yourself. Give yourself permission to stand in who you are and what you want, and create the structure for that life within your own. In a secure relationship, you should be excited to have another person in your life. They should bring joy to your day. But you should also have other things that spark something beautiful inside of you, other things that feed into your sense of self. This world is the most incredible place. There is so much to discover, so much to learn, and if you allow yourself to chase the things in life that really help you to come back home to yourself, you won't feel lost or destroyed or anxious if things change in your relationships. You will know that you can stand in yourself. You can stand in your passion. You can stand in your hobbies and the things that genuinely crack light into your soul, instead of just standing in another person and thinking that that is living. Live your life with purpose. Really show up for yourself and who you want to be in this world. You deserve that. And at the end of the day, you deserve to find good love. Good love, and I talk about that so much on this podcast, but it's true. You deserve to find secure love. You deserve to have the kind of relationship that feels like peace, that genuinely feels like a beautiful addition to your already beautiful life. You deserve to feel like you can be yourself. You deserve to communicate your needs. You deserve to know that you are your own home, that you have the capacity to love and take care of yourself, that you have the capacity to derive your own worth. You deserve love. Keep reminding yourself of that. An activated attachment system, one that is based in fear, is not passionate love. And so the next time you date someone and find yourself feeling anxious or insecure or obsessive, Tell yourself this is most likely an activated attachment system and not real love. True love in the evolutionary sense means calm, means peace. And I hope this podcast episode has inspired you to seek that out or to become more aware of patterns that are maybe blocking you from finding that genuine love or encouraging you to settle for less. Okay, so with that being said, thank you for being here. I know that this conversation can feel heavy, but there is so much learning and so much growth to be had from it. I know this on a personal level. I have done these things. I have been this person, and I am still healing this kind of attachment style. And so if you are looking for more resources to really hone in on your attachment style or to really research more ways in which you can be more aware or learn more about yourself, I'd personally really recommend the book Attached by Amir Levine. It literally changed my whole perception of relationships and how to seek them and how to be within them and what security actually meant. And on another note, if you're more interested in maybe picking up a poetry book as a way of saying, thank you for being here. I wanted to extend a little podcast offer for 20% off of my second book, The Strength in Our Scars. If you follow me on Instagram or follow these podcasts, you have definitely heard excerpts from the book, and I want to give you the opportunity to hold it in your own hands. So I will link the little discount in the description boxes, but you can use the code FEELINGS20 to claim the discount. We are very original on this podcast. I hope you love it. And thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope you're staying safe out there. And I am thinking of all of you. Until next week.